We're friends. That's all anyone else knows. That's all that they really need to know. No one even questions the idea of us being together on the road for 12 hours. It makes sense for you to come with me after all. We're heading back to where we both grew up. We just planned our family visits at the same time to save money and have someone to share the driving with. And that's the story that we tell others. Maybe that's what we tell ourselves too. But as soon as you get in the car, we lock eyes and something passes between us. We both know that we won't be able to behave ourselves. It stops being about if something happens, but rather when. No, I can't forget the last time we slipped. I try and lose myself in boyfriends and one-night stands and make some other kind of new memories to replace this one, but there isn't any replacing you. I'm done pretending. When I fuck them, I see you. I see you as you were that night at the party at your apartment. You were a little tipsy, but so ready. A shared look is all it takes. We step away from the busy gathering, one of your friends noticing but not saying anything, giving you a knowing smirk. And we go back to your room and close the door. You undo your belt and push your jeans down, getting on your bed, face down with two pillows beneath your hips, so impatient for me. I'm ready, but you hold your arms behind you. And I take your discarded trendy black belt and tighten it around your wrist until you whimper. I had my lube ready and quickly slipped two fingers inside you. No, it was fast. Too fast, but oh, you came so hard, head down, biting your comforter with my fists entwined in your hair. Oh. I waited for you to stop pulsing around my fingers, and a few minutes later, we were back in the living room. 30 seconds apart to not arouse suspicion. We texted each other and then the next day. Innocent, friendly. It was good to see you. Bullshit to prove that it was a purely physical need and nothing else. We're good at deceiving each other, I guess, but the emptiness I felt later told me I was wrong, and I ignored it. We're only 2 hours into the trip when I start. We're talking about something that happened to you a week ago. It isn't that important, but you like telling stories. And I love hearing your voice. My hand rests on your knee. You pretend not to notice it, but you don't withdraw or push it away. It travels slowly, so slowly up your leg to your thigh. You've stopped talking now. Looking at me with hungry need. Oh, I smile wickedly as you push your hips just as far forward as your seatbelt will allow. You want my hand there, and you want it now, but I won't go any faster. Oh. Oh, you're already breathing fast as my hand slips inside your track pants, just at the waistband of your briefs. I don't bother staying outside, but slide right in. I know you so well, and that includes your warmest and most secret places. Oh, you're leaking already. Oh, and close your eyes as my fingers close over your cock, my fingertips just grazing your balls. You gasp and bite your lip as I slowly slide my hands up and down. A little bit of this attention and I barely have to move my hand at all. You're grinding against me hard with a death grip on my arm. You don't care that it's broad daylight. Or that at least two long-haul truckers have taken a peek at what we're doing. You just need to come. And you do. Gasping and crying out. Your whole body shuddering. Oh, I can tell that the orgasm took you by surprise. Both in intensity and in timing. You sit quietly for a few minutes. Breathe. Breathing. Slowing down. I see some tears in your eyes. I'm worried that maybe I took it too far. Oh, but you give me such a smile. Such appreciative and promising things. Things I need. Oh, I take the first exit that suits my purposes. County Road 14. No services. No food. All I want is a place to stop because I need you. Now, it's a lonely road. I drive about 500 feet from the highway, then pull over and park. I look at you, my gaze demanding. You yield to me like you always do. We both get out of the car fast. We walk maybe 10 feet off the road onto the soft grass. Anyone could see us here, but we are beyond that now. Let them arrest me, so as long as I get to have you first. It smells like crushed clover, and we hear the drone of cicadas in the distance. You instinctively lie down on your back, looking up at me with adoration. Your hands are tugging at the hem of my skirt, drawing it over my hip. Oh, I haven't been this horny in years. I take hold of both your wrists and hold them over your head as I mash my hips onto your face. Oh, you've always been giving. Women don't appreciate it. They think it's wrong that you're so good at servicing them. Tormented by the idea that you might be as promiscuous as they are. I understand you. I like to give too, and I think it's beautiful. Oh. You gasp and whimper and groan as you're pinned beneath me. My hands are tangled in your hair, guiding you. Oh, it feels so good. Gulp down the taste of me, swallowing deeply. Looking me in the eyes, you're telling me it's okay. I should use you. Fuck your mouth the way you know I like. Oh, I want that. But I want something else a lot more. I gently push your head back. You look up at me, licking your lips, wondering if you did something wrong. So eager to make it right. You inhale sharply as I lift my hips off your face. I'm on you now, gentleness forgotten, my hands shoving down your pants. You're dripping pre-cum, and I imagine I can smell it. Even though we're in the open. I need to take you inside me. Now. Oh, sure, you've had other women, and some have even given you what you needed at the time. But not the way I do. I push your legs open. You resist, but it's paltry. For form. I kiss your mouth. Feel your tongue dance with mine. I maul your neck and you whimper as if in fear. I lower myself onto you. You're hard and willing. Oh, and I don't go slow. You gasp and cry out. I should be sorry for going fast, but I'm not. I'm sorry for not going faster. Oh, now I'm fucking you. And it's hard but slow. Oh, and there's no anger in it, in fact. You put your hand on my face. And I can't help but look on you with love. Oh, that fucking word love, but it's true. I'm fierce with you because I don't know any other way to be. I'm rough because that's what you need. What you've always needed, but even as I pin your wrists above your head, hard enough to bruise, you say something. I love you. God, that fucking word again, but it's true. And I know it is. I'm fucking you like you need me to. And I'm doing it on instinct. I'm so harsh with you. But there's no anger in me. Just pleasure and joy. This is a reunion, a real one. So long overdue. You look at me, helpless in pleasure. Oh, and shout my name as you come. Oh, it's too much. And I follow. I swell and pulse around you, over and over, oh, for a fucking eternity, oh, as I do, your eyes piercing at least as deeply as I've penetrated you. I stop, releasing your wrists, kissing you passionately, but finally, something like tenderness threads through my movements. We make out like a couple of love-struck teens there on the side of the road. I say something to you and you nod and smile, tears back in your eyes. Things went farther than I expected. It was supposed to just be fun, but I just came with you inside me, looking into your eyes. Words were exchanged. There's something else too, a catch in my throat, in my chest. When I try to pull away, you cling to me, and I realize that you felt it as well. We've trapped ourselves. The old smoldering attraction finally blossoming into a long suppressed flame. It's too late now to put it out. Before either of us really think about it, I'm on my back and you're on top of me. You pulled your pants back up and I've straightened my skirt so we're decent, but we briefly slip away together into old memories and new dreams. I wake up to the sound of a car passing and a soft breeze blowing your now unruly hair into my face. Unsatisfied. I help you clean up, well, as much as we can with the tissues I keep in the glove compartment. We laugh about what a mess we made, but you seem thrilled to have so much of you inside me. We get back in and drive back to the highway. We're silent, and you pass through relaxation into a deep sleep. Eventually, you wake up, turn the radio on, keeping the volume low. Crack the windows a bit to wake both of us up. We start talking again, conversations about shared interests, old inside jokes. We don't pretend that it didn't happen. Our hands entwine often and we can't stop touching each other. Your face is a perpetual flush and I can tell you haven't been fucked like that in a long time. I don't say it, but you know what a good boy you've been for me. How much I needed you. You finally realize how much power you really have over me. It's frightening, but I'm glad that you do. We're getting close to home. It's not likely, but certainly possible that someone could see us. If we want to maintain this facade, we should stop acting like this. Walk a certain distance apart in time and space, but instead, we drift together at every rest stop, gas station, restaurant. You leaning into me, my arm around your shoulders. Anyone who sees us will know that we're together. Maybe even that we just fucked. There's no other explanation for our closeness. I drop you off and we share a long, languid, intense kiss before I help you bring your bags to the door. I say hi to your family and they're happy to see me. We are old friends after all. I pull away, watching you in the rearview mirror, and I'm empty again. I'm looking forward to seeing my family, but I can't stop thinking about the return trip. But then, maybe I'm wrong. Perhaps there won't be a return trip. Not really. We got lost along the way, and there's no going back. I can see that now. Wherever we end up going, I'm content that we'll get there.